and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, and I mentioned before that this chapter is chock so full of things that we need to understand. It's hard to get away from this book. And, of course, it's hard to get away from the Word of God anyway, because it's chock full of things for us, for people of this world, and especially for God's people, those who know Him as Savior, for His church. And we've been looking in this chapter how that God is likening the church to the husband and wife relation, because the church is going to be joined one day with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. He's coming back for us. He's going to say, "Come up hither." And we'll go to be with Him in the clouds. And I keep reminding you, it makes no difference if you die before the rapture takes place. You're still going to go with the Lord. That is, if you're saved. Well, I'm going to read once again Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 33. "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." And so many times in this study of the book of Ephesians, I've made mention that God has a proper order. And that order is to be followed in order for us to be to have joy, for us to be what God wants us to be as the human race, as saved people. And that verse says, "And the wife see that she reverence her husband." Remember, I read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, where it says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Well, I made mention also that as the people of God and the people of this world, the women of God, the women are to conduct themselves according to the Word of God. God's design for the women is that she should be a subordinate. And that doesn't mean that the woman is to be a slave or a second-class citizen. And it should be remembered this, that her place is as important a place as the man's. And I say this over and over again, that God has placed in His creation an order of things, an arrangement. The arrangement God has set down is not to be disregarded. And when it is, problems are going to arise that cannot be corrected until the original intention of God is protected. And we can make believe all we want to about how things are going so great and all this, but unless we're following God's plan, there is no happiness. And last time I mentioned the fact that the way our country is right now, and the world is right now, I'm reminded of the book of Judges. Judges 17 and verse 6 says, "In those days, there was no king in Israel." In other words, there was no real leadership. "But every man did that which was right in his own eyes." And notice this, that every man did what he thought was right according to his human reasoning, not by what God wanted, but by what he thought was right. And the verse goes on in verse 25 of Judges 21. It says, "In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes." We get in trouble when we do that as men and women, when we do things the way we think it should be done, instead of consulting God. There's nothing but trouble. Judges chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. We read of a woman who I believe was not to be a judge, but she was. It's sad when men do not fulfill their responsibilities as men. Today, just as we read of in the book of Judges, there's a bunch of milquetoast, sissy men today who refuse to be men who are supposed to stand up for God, their families, and country. Women, many times, are placed in positions of decision-making or even in leadership to make decisions that are supposed to be the man's responsibility. When that happens, nothing can happen except bad things. Nothing can happen except going against the Word of God brings disgrace and dishonor to the Lord. We're getting out of His plan, out of His order, out of the arrangement that He wants to see in this world. Notice this. Judges 4, verses 4 through 9, it says, "And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded?" Now, God had told this man to do a certain thing, and notice what Deborah says to him here. "Hasn't he told you, hasn't God told you this? Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun?" She said, "Hasn't God told you that?" Of course he had. Verse 7 goes on to say, "And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army." Now God has told this man that. He says, "I'm going to draw this captain, this person to you and to this place with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand." And Barak said unto her, this is after she told him what God had said to him. And Barak said unto her, "If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go." I can almost hear him crying. And she said, "I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. What a coward this Barak must have been. He wouldn't go to battle without Deborah, a woman. She told him like it was. If he would not do as the Lord had instructed him, then she would go with him. However, a man would not get credit for victory over the enemy. The credit would go to a woman, as we read in Judges chapter 4, verses 18 through 23, and I'm going to read those verses right now. "As Jael went out to meet Sisera," this is notice what happens now, "and said unto him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me. Fear not. And when he had turned in unto her," notice this was the woman now, Jael, that invited Sisera in, "turned into her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk, and gave him drink, and covered him. Again he said unto her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be when any man doth come and inquire of thee, and say, Is there any man here? That thou shalt say, No. Then said Jael, Heber's wife, and took a nail of the tent." Notice this. She took a nail of the tent, and took an hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, this is unto Sisera, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said unto him, Come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. When we do things God's way, God is pleased. But when we go against God's plan, he is not pleased. And these people, Sisera, went against God's plan. And by going against God's plan, he placed a woman in the position of taking on his position of doing what God wanted him to do. Man, in his human reasoning, as we read in the book of Judges, had evidently forgotten to include God in everyday living. And how many people today are including God in their living in this world, and especially in our country? See, this everyday living would include making right decisions concerning how people were to live and are to live today, and how people were and are to listen to the voice of God in all their activities, including war. There is such a thing as war, and we need to be ready for it as the people of God. You see, men as well as women, it would seem, had forgotten God's order of things in the book of Judges. And we keep reading the book of Judges and discover that men had evidently relinquished their responsibilities as men, turning them over to women. Is it any different today from what we read of in the book of Judges? Women in the armed forces, not just sitting at a desk, but being ready for combat. And of course, this has already taken place. Women are running corporations. Women are being ordained to the gospel ministry, not only by charismatic groups, but by some Baptist groups as well. And the ordination of these women for the pastorate or as a deacon is totally against Scripture. How many men are standing up? How many men of God are standing up for the Scriptures today? 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 1 through 10 says this. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. Notice the verse says, if a man, and the word he, in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Verse 2 goes on to say, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. You see, nowhere does it say a woman there is to be a preacher. Nowhere does it say that that woman is to be a pastor. Nowhere does it say that that woman is to be the husband of one wife. And may I say that the people today of these churches that adhere to that and they proclaim that a woman can be a pastor have led to some of the terrible things that we see in our world today. Men marrying men, women marrying women, women saying they have a husband who is another woman. God help us to stand up for what God has said is wrong. Stand up against that and tell people, thus saith the Lord, sin is sin, and sin does not go unpunished. And this country will not go unpunished by turning away from God and His statutes. God says that a man is to be the leader, that the man is to take charge. And when men relinquish their responsibility, there's only one thing that can happen, and that is the judgment of God will fall. God's judgment is upon this country right now, and this country needs to get back to what God has proclaimed to be His truth, and that truth is you must be born again, knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the Bible teaches that men are to be men and stand up for the right. Are you standing up for the right? Are you listening to the voice of God today? If you're saved and you're not standing up for the right, God help you, because you will never be blessed until you do what God wants you to do as that saved man who is supposed to be following God's precepts.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.